You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. And what can I say about today? Well, I can always say TGIF like we usually do, don't we? TGIF. There's a bit of a downside. It's the 15th of September, which is that a payday? There's been a lot of people on the street today. Friday, September the 15th. Great to be with you this morning here on 89.3 Cool FM. Right, I tell you what, birthdays. I'm coming up relatively close to and say today's date, 1984, is if you could call it that. Prince Harry, yes, Duke of Sussex, Henry Charles Albert David, born on this day, 1984, member, of course, of the British royal family, and the youngest son of Charles, Prince of Wales, and Diana, Princess of Wales, and his fifth, he is the fifth in line, to the succession, the British throne. Not so sure they want him so much these days.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Must have fallen out of a hole in your brown overcoat.
There she goes. Yes, Donna Summer there. That's extended mix of On the Radio. Going back to, obviously, we're going back to 1979 when that was released. And did rather nicely for her. By the way, it was produced by, of course, Giorgio Moroder. And as they released late in 1979, Casablanca record label, and written for the soundtrack to the film Foxes, and included Summer's international compilation album as well, On the Radio Greatest Hits, Volume 1 and 2. How low can you get? This is Lenny Kravitz, and that's what it's called, Low. Lenny Kravitz, as I always remind you, is if you watch the video, that Jay Kaser is on the video with him, the two of them playing drums. Great, great video, don't miss it. Quick good mornings this morning. Good morning to Mary Lou and also to Renee. And Renee, of course, over there in Athens, in Greece. Also to Jessica, good morning to you. She drops a line this morning. And she says today is a sort of like it's a special day. She says, good morning, Jerry. I hope you can squeeze this message in for 7:25. Today is the seniors walk. Oh my gosh, don't tell me I'm supposed to be going walking somewhere, but apparently not. This is when the seniors at the school, at the kids' school, and what they do is they have their photo taken wearing their cap and gowns, and then they walk to the courtyard holding the hand of a first grade kid. And this is while the rest of the school cheers them on. It's a beautiful tradition. Sounds it as well. my school, we used to just get caned. Please tell my son Andy, who is a senior, I'm very proud of him, and to dream big in life. Absolutely. Remember to do that, Andy. If you don't, you end up doing a radio program. You ask, could we please play No Such Thing by John Mayer if you have it? If I have it, absolutely. Going out to Andy today. Enjoy your day. That sounds like fun. Tell you what, it's also nice for the juniors, the first graders, to have a nice welcome to school as well. And to know, I remember the first time I went to boarding school. That was scary, moving away from home. And I remember Mr. Sutcliffe was the housemaster for the school where I went to, the boarding school. And I always remember I think I was in tears, actually. I must have been, what, nine? And he said to me, don't worry, he says, you're all right. We're both the same. He says, I'm a new boy too. He just started work that day. Anyway, I digress. It is time to get you in the shower this morning. We're 16 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Water right? There we go. It only takes a minute. Tavares. There we go. Tavares. Not what every woman wants to hear, really, as it only takes a minute. All right. After the shower you get. Come on. There we go. It is a Friday. There you go. All smelling nice. Hopefully, if you're going on the metro or the buses, do remember. It's always nice to smell nice, especially if you're holding on to the strap that stops you falling over. You've got your armpit in somebody's nose. Used to happen a lot on the underground in London. Right, I tell you what, we're going to make our way to our next message for this morning. And it's a very good morning, as always. Always with us first thing in the morning. Over there, well, it's in the afternoon, isn't it? Over there in Athens, in Greece. And Renee drops a line. She says... She says, TGIF, I don't know how you know which day it is. She says, good, not much happening, well, not much exciting here, she says. Cleaning house and happy for the weekend. And I tell you, because you and Mary Lou, well, you're working, lady, because you're looking after the house and everything. And I'm sure Mary Lou is as well. But how do you know which day of the week it is? Every day is the same. Really? That's why I have to do what I'm doing, so I know which day of the week it is. Anyway, Renee goes on to say, unfortunately, the temperatures here are rising again. I've heard about that. I think they're going to have another heat wave in the UK as well. Have a super weekend, and, well, could you please play Working for the Weekend by Loverboy? By the way, Renee also goes on and says, oh, congrats to the high school seniors. They are. That's at Andy's school today. Here we go, Working for the Weekend. Only around about 8 or 9 hours to go. Time-wise, 21 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Everyone's watching.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Show with Jerry D.
And Soul Asylum and Runaway Train. That's brought us down towards, well, towards the bottom of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Estamos muy felices de anunciarles que Mega Producciones ya tiene local, llamado Mundo Kids, ubicado en Atrio Mall Costa del Este, piso 3, donde puedes llevar a tus hijos a divertirse, con show, parque, personajes y también puedes realizar fiestas de cumpleaños. Contáctalos, mundokidspty01@gmail.com, WhatsApp 6317-6563 y su cuenta de Instagram mundokidspanamá1. Ven y disfruta con nosotros.
Have you ever dreamed of studying and working abroad? How does Ireland sound? Don't miss Global Possibility Studies Educational Fair on September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel. You'll be able to meet five of the most renowned Irish universities and learn about their bachelor and master degrees. Get to know Ireland's flexible immigration laws, financing opportunities, and how to get your full-time work permit for 2 years after graduation in the Emerald Isle. Don't forget to visit the fair this September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel at 6:30 p.m. Limited availability. RSVP at info@gpstudies.com. Follow them on Instagram at Global Possibility Studies and find out about all learning opportunities in Ireland.
La línea 3 beneficiará a una población de más de 500.000 habitantes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste. Con el sistema monorriel, atenderá una demanda inicial de 160.000 usuarios.
And the time on the breakfast show, we're just making our way to 28 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's take a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning. A suspicion over the unexplained weeks-long absence of Chinese Defense Minister Li Shangfu deepened on Friday as leading Western newspapers reported that he was subject to a probe and a top U.S. diplomat questioned whether he was under house arrest. Li, 65 years of age, has missed meetings with Vietnamese and Singaporean defense leaders in recent weeks, according to sources with direct knowledge of the engagement. Now, he was last seen in Beijing on the 29th of August, delivering a keynote address at a security forum with African nations. Citing U.S. officials, the Washington Post reported that Li was under investigation for corruption and will likely be removed from his post. The Wall Street Journal also reported that Li was being removed from office, while the Financial Times earlier said that the U.S. government believes that Li is under investigation. U.S. President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, was criminally charged on Thursday with deceiving a gun dealer into selling him a firearm. This is in the latest sign of how the younger Biden's legal woes may weigh on his father's re-election bid next year. The first ever indictment of a sitting president's child filed in U.S. Defense District Court in Delaware charged Hunter Biden with three criminal counts related to lying about the fact that he was using illegal drugs at the time, which would have banned him under the law from owning a firearm. The New York State Appeals Court judge on Thursday temporarily halted the scheduled October the 2nd trial in New York Attorney General's Letitia James's fraud lawsuit against Donald Trump and his family business, a spokesperson for the court has said. Now, the order came after the former U.S. president sued Justice Arthur Engoron, the trial judge overseeing the case, accusing him and James of defying a court order that could narrow the lawsuit, according to a report in the Daily Beast. Hundreds of Haitians returned from the Dominican Republic on Thursday after the Dominican president announced an imminent total border shutdown amid a conflict over the construction of a water canal from a shared river. The border is set to close from today at 6 a.m. and will last as long as necessary, Dominican authorities have said, with backing from their military and police forces, though talks with the Haitian government are set to continue. Ukraine on Thursday pressed on with a grueling campaign to regain ground near the shattered Russian held city of Bakhmut and inflicted heavy casualties on Russian forces on the southern front, senior military officials have said. The Ukrainian accounts outlined fierce fighting in many parts of the eastern front, but no new breakthroughs in the three-month-old counter-offensive. A UFO hearing in Mexico's Congress that featured the presentation of alleged remains of non-human beings faced swift international backlash on Thursday, with critics labeling it a stunt, and questions from officials in Peru, where the apparent specimens first emerged. Mexican journalist and longtime UFO enthusiast Jaime Mausasan showed politicians at the hearing on Tuesday two tiny bodies displayed in cases with three fingers on each hand and elongated heads. He claimed that they were found in Peru in 2017 and were not related to any life on Earth. And you know when things get serious? Well, the Indian Club, a historic London curry house with links to India's freedom struggle, will close its doors for the last time on Sunday after failing to stop a hotel redevelopment plan. With a nondescript entrance up a precipitous stairway on a busy stretch of the Strand in central London, the restaurant was set up 4 years after India's 1947 independence by members of the British-based India League, a campaign group advocating freedom for India from Britain's colonial rule. The United Auto Workers Union launched simultaneous strikes at three factories owned by General Motors, Ford and Chrysler owner Stellantis on Friday, kicking off the most ambitious U.S. industrial labor action in decades. The walkouts of the Detroit 3 will halt production of the Ford Bronco, the Jeep Wrangler and the Chevrolet Colorado pickup truck, along with other popular models. For the first time in our history, we will strike all three of the big three, UAW President Sean Payne said, adding that the union will hold off more costly company-wide strikes for now, but all options are open if new contracts are not agreed. Ford Motor Chief Executive Jim Farley said Thursday that the United Auto Workers Union proposal to hike wages by, wait for it, 40%, cut work weeks and add new pension benefits could bankrupt the company. You want us to choose bankruptcy over supporting our workers, Farley said in a CNBC interview, and said of the UAW proposal. And he said there are no current talks and the automaker has received no counteroffer. Nothing is going on, he said. European stocks were set for their best weekly performance in 2 months, buoyed by hopes that the European Central Bank is ending its rate rise cycle and data that suggested China's wobbly economy may be regaining some momentum. Eurex stocks 600 index, which rose 1.5% on Thursday, gained a further 0.7% on Friday to put it on track for a 2.1% weekly gain, the most since the week ending the 14th of July. Oil, well, that was on track for a third weekly gain as suppliers tightness spearheaded by Saudi Arabian production cuts, combines with optimism that the Chinese economy is finally turning a corner. Saudi Arabia, boosted by OPEC Plus partner Russia, this month extended 1.3 million barrels per day of combined cuts to the end of the year, accelerating a drawdown in global inventories. Oil prices, well, they were little changed at 10:48 Greenwich Mean Time today with Brent crude futures. They were up 37 cents at $94.07 a barrel, while West Texas Intermediate WTI crude, that was up 42 cents at $90.58. Both benchmarks, by the way, were up about 4% on the week. So there you go. That's it. There's our look for this morning. Those are some of the items in the international news and a little bit of business thrown in for good luck. Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low cost and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinviertobien.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Two great tracks in a row. That last one from Mr. David Bowie, and This Is Not America. And that was a while ago as well. Right before that one, of course, Losing My Religion. And that was from R.E.M., released back in 1991, February of 1991. It was the first single and the second track off of the group's seventh album, Out of Her Time. Built on a mandolin riff, which makes the song that little bit unusual, doesn't it? And the song was an unlikely hit for the group. It garnered them extensive airplay on radio, as well as on MTV and VH1, due to its critically acclaimed music video. And the single became R.E.M.'s highest charting hit in the United States, got to number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100, and expanding the group's popularity beyond its original fan base. So there you go, good one. One of my favourite songs. Always a good one, that one, for bringing in a show.
We could burn like evergreen. We could fire up every tree. Walking down our memory. I see you and you see me.
Yes, that was Burning Fire, and that came from Camino on this morning's breakfast show. Right, so we've got lined up for you today. In around about 8.5 minutes' time, we'll take a look at 7.5 minutes' time, we'll take a look at some of the local news stories for you for this Friday morning. And we'll do that again at 9 o'clock. We'll be checking in with Ingrid for our Freaky Friday Fun Facts. I know what it is. Jim Jams. Yep. Jim Jams today. What on earth are you talking about? You'll find out. Also, it is Friday. What do we do on Friday? We tell you what, where and when. What you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it with Yasmin. And if we can rummage around and find a couple, we'll see if there's a couple of people born on this day in the world of music. Well, you are listening to us on 89.3 Cool FM. And tell you what, let me get my next piece of music. Oh, Stone Crush on You. God, I haven't heard this one for a long time. This is from O.T. Sykes. There we go. That is O.T. Sykes and Stone Crush on You. It's one of those good ones, isn't it, for me? That'd be just about perfect for karaoke, that one. Just keep repeating the same thing over and over again, don't they? Right, Tim, we've got another good birthday coming up. If you're an Agatha Christie fan, I'll tell you a bit more, because it's quite a long piece. Agatha Christie, I mean, who doesn't know? Murder on the Nile, all these amazing books. Dame Agatha Christie. I'll tell you about her later, because she was born on this day, 15th of September. And that was what? Oh, gosh, 1890 she was born. Anyway, I'll tell you more about that later, because she is really a woman of a great standing in the literary circles. I mean, I guess her writing wasn't deep, but I'll tell you, it was really good to read.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Estamos muy felices de anunciarles que Mega Producciones ya tiene local, llamado Mundo Kids, ubicado en Atrio Mall Costa del Este, piso 3, donde puedes llevar a tus hijos a divertirse con show, parque, personajes y también puedes realizar fiestas de cumpleaños. Contáctalos mundokidspty01@gmail.com, WhatsApp 6317-6563 y su cuenta de Instagram mundokidspanamá1. Ven y disfruta con nosotros.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Do you want to study and work abroad but don't know where? Global Possibility Studies and Education Ireland have the perfect opportunity for you in their educational fair this September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel. Get to know everything about their programs, financing opportunities, and interact with the representatives of five of the most renowned universities in Ireland. Come to the fair and learn how to apply to a postgraduate degree with the possibility of obtaining your full-time work permit for 2 years. This September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel at 6:30 p.m. Limited availability. RSVP at info@gpstudies.com. Follow them on Instagram at Global Possibility Studies.
Las vigas de rodaje colocadas en el viaducto de la línea 3 comienzan a tomar forma y se aprecian en los sectores de San Bernardino, Vista Alegre y Burunga.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
It is indeed. The Breakfast Show, we're on 89.3 Cool FM. Lovely to be with you on this Friday morning. Is it Friday? 15th of September. Time-wise, we are 13 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou. She was with us bright and early this morning. And because I mentioned earlier, because Mary Lou is now retired. She says, don't know, but still managed to know which day it is. Because I always said, you know, if you're retired, every day's like a Friday or like a Saturday. It's just the same, isn't it? It goes on and on and on, like me. she says the activities in the era let me know which day it is. Anyway, she wishes everybody a great Friday and asks if we could play Run Through the Light from Yes. And, well, there's where I don't know if you're in town or whether you've gone to Coronado, Renlu, but she says it's a very cloudy morning out here in the country. Oh, yes, so she must be out of town. You asked if we could play Yes, Run Through the Light, and we can.
I ask my love to give me shelter. All she
Well, there we go, yes, and that is Run Through the Light from Yes. And unless I'm mistaken, that was about 1980. It was on an album called Drama. And time on, so big thanks to Mary Lou for asking for that one. I tell you, we're going to take one more piece of music. After that, we're going to have our freaky fun facts for this Friday with Ingrid. And what have I got for you? Walk the Moon is what they call themselves. And the song is Shut Up and Dance.
I've waited for Friday, Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Woo-hoo! Yes, indeed it is. Well, as you may know, I got back from the States a couple of days ago, and I brought back some pajamas for my little doggy Chelsea, because she's cold at night. When she's cold, she snuggles up between us, putting her butt on one of us and her head on the other, and when it's not cold, she stays at the foot of the bed. So I decided to buy her some pajamas, and last night it was so cute watching her in her pajamas. Oh my God. So today's information is about pajamas or pyjamas. Let's get started. One, did you know pajamas were originally only for the very rich and royal? If you were poor in the Middle Ages, you wore a shapeless smock. If you were, however, of noble birth during this time, you'd be heading to bed in pajamas, with elaborate designs made of exotic materials. The original pijamas were loose, lightweight trousers fitted with drawstring waistbands worn by the Indian Muslims, as well as the Sikhs and Hindus, later adopted by the Europeans during the British East Indian Company rule in India. Worn and originated in India. Well, why is it spelled P-A-J-A-M-A-S or P-Y-J-A-M-A-S? Pajamas or pijamas? Well, the word pajamas is used in America, which comes from the word pijama in Hindi, which means leg cloth or leg garment, and dates back as far as the 13th century in Ottoman Empire. The word pajama has its original in Hindi, and the British and the Australians, they spell it one way or the other. But it basically is wrap around your legs. Did you know menswear and womenswear pajamas were the same at the beginning? From the early 1600s to the mid-1800s, nightshirts or bedshirts were similarly called for men and women, with a folding collar and a deep neck opening in the front. In very cold climates, when men wore long johns. Did you know the button-down styles are a classic? When Claudette Colbert wore Clark Gable's tailored men's pajamas with button-up shirt and matching bottoms in the movie It Happened One Night, the style revolutionized the sleepwear market and blended comfort and style perfectly. Another loungewear pioneer. Another one is Coco Chanel, who introduced lounging pajamas in the 20s to be worn wherever. And after that, they became totally acceptable and fashionable alternative to the traditional long shirt. Don't forget Hugh Hefner. He definitely made sleepwear something you could do everywhere. Did you know sleepwear is not just for sleeping? Wearing clothes to sleep from night to day has been relatively in fashion since the 1900s. Well, this trend was especially made popular by the designer Paul Piruec, who created silk pajamas to be worn out during the day and for sleeping. Yeah, you've got buy sleepwear. Did you know footed pajamas aren't only for kids? The style actually started out as something designed for adults. The first versions were made when people began sewing socks to the bottom of their pajama bottoms. This wasn't done to keep their feet warm. It was to prevent bugs like termites and other things from nibbling on their toes or crawling up their legs. Gross. Did you know nightcaps were a hot commodity at one stage? Well, okay. Nightcaps, the clothing, not the alcohol, Jerry, the clothing. Nightcaps might be something you think of only when old school holiday movies come up, but they were actually really popular through the 19th century. These were worn to keep a person's head warm while they slept in the winter. Plus, the pointed end design was long enough to wrap around their neck like a scarf, but not so long that it could choke you in the middle of the night. Choking. Did you know? Pajamas went through a proper reincarnation over the years. So in the roaring 20s, the high society men and women would wear PJs to the beach. Flashback to the drop seat design, today's flapjack. Before the 1950s, it was common for most all pajamas to have a drop seat or a flapjack to make it easier to go to the bathroom when needed. Nowadays, it's just a nostalgic look. I don't know, I kind of like the idea that you got a backdoor entry. Anyways, or exit. It should be an exit. Anyways, number 9. In Japan, PJs are not just for sleeping. The Japanese took the concept a step further than many of us might consider. Some folks in Japan go to wearing something they call a kigamarui, which would be used to describe what are basically pajamas made to look like some sort of giant stuffed animal. Okay, gotcha. All right, did you know pajamas were seen as the perfect for an active lifestyle? The advertising copy in the 1902 Sears Roebuck catalog, Sears and Roebuck, everybody remember that? Yeah, you remember what you used the papers for? Yeah, my dad told me, get to the index pages first, they're softer. Those of you who are old enough to know that will understand. Anyways, the Sears and Roebuck catalog suggested that they were just the thing for traveling, as their appearance admits a greater freedom and the usual kind of nightshirts. Did you know that a nightie was originally for men? The nightdress, or nighties, only recently became thought of as a woman's pajama style. It wasn't until the turn of the century, as before that, most men commonly slept in nightdresses. It was after the Depression and World War II that the shift began to happen. Men became more concerned about their looks and about presenting themselves in the public, that the nightdresses became a thing of the past. Which is kind of weird, because as I think, how many people in that time frame would be seen at nighttime in their pajama or pajama? Well, those are your Freaky Friday fun facts this morning. And I got to tell you, we had to wash Chelsea's pajama because it's a beautiful little... I'm going to put it up on social media. It's just so darn cute. So she was chilly, and we had a little skin problem with her yesterday, and she was not feeling well. So I took her to the vet, and there was these two little patches that the doctor said that is a skin rash caused by humidity. And I'm like, ugh, humidity? Duh. Guess what we have here in Elvira? Humidity. So she gave her a shot and trimmed out those little marks and then put some cream and whatnot on them. And I said to the cook, I said, if she gets into the bed, she's going to, you know, that cream's going to get all over the bed. What do you think we should do? She said, well, we should put her in her pajamas. So the cook washed them up, got them even softer than they were when I brought them home. And oh my goodness, she looks so cute. I'm just going to die. I'll send you a picture, Jerry, and then I'm going to post it on social media. It's just too cute. So Freaky Friday fun facts came from Chelsea, basically, on how adorable and cute she looks in her pajama. Now, whether you say pajama or pajama, it's up to you. But all I know is that she's so adorable. I don't think she'll wear a nightcap. No, that's going to be for Halloween, maybe. All right. Well, you guys have a wonderful weekend. We had quite the rain the other day, and it was just coming down in buckets and buckets. I'm hoping it filled up some of the canal because I've heard there are too many ships out there waiting to come through. So you guys have a wonderful weekend. Take care of yourselves, and back to you in the studio.
Then you're down.
And a big thank you to Ingrid for our Freaky Fun Facts for this Friday. Pajamas, call them all sorts, and we call them PJs as well. That was a common name we had from... Yeah, put your PJs on. Pajamas. I tell you what, I must have a look to see where that that did originate from. Anyway, it's all there from Ingrid. Big thanks to Ingrid for that. And now, let me see. Oh, and just to let you know, I've been acting a bit of a... Because we were talking yesterday, weren't we, about... Ingrid mentioned it. Chelsea the dog. Well, she's now got PJ. She's got her own pair of pajamas. Because we were talking about it yesterday, she might have had a rumbling tummy, and she wasn't eating properly. But anyway, it turned out, it went to the vet, and it turned out it was a rash. So that's all sorted out now, as you heard. So, Renee, she was asking about that this morning. So yes, all is well. I love to see that nightcap. That's going to look like quite something. Yeah. We'll have to get Yasmin to post that picture, I think, on our social media as well. Right, two pieces of music. Paul Anka was the first one, I Don't Like to Sleep Alone. And Judy Zook, well, she went on and said, Stay With Me Till Dawn. So that sorts that out, doesn't it? 22 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Now, I tell you what, I mentioned a little bit earlier about somebody who had a birthday today. It's not too long, but it's a reasonable piece because she accomplished so much. And we're talking about Dame Agatha Christie, who was born on this day. The year was 1890. A British crime writer of novels, short stories and plays, who also wrote romances under the name, by the way, of Mary Westmacott. But is best remembered, of course, for her 66 detective novels and 14 short story collections, especially those featuring Hercule Poirot or Miss Jane Marple. I remember seeing a movie when I was at school, and on a Sunday evening, one that goes to a boarding school, on Sunday evening, this guy would come with a projector, and he would project a movie for us to watch. And I remember seeing one of the Miss Jane Marple movies, and it stuck with me. I love the signature tune to it. I'll see if I can find that for you. She's also, Agatha Christie, also a successful writer of West End plays. Now, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, Agatha Christie is the best-selling novelist of all time, and with William Shakespeare, the best-selling author of any type. Now, she has sold roughly 2 billion, we're not talking million, 2 billion copies of her novels, which have been translated into at least 103 languages. Her stage play, The Mousetrap, holds the record for the longest run. It opened at the Ambassador's Theatre in London on the 25th of November in 1952. And as of this, it says, I think it may have come off, I'm not sure, but according to when this was done, it says still running with its 25,000th performance taking place. That was on the 18th of November in 2012. Gosh, The Mousetrap. Well, I'm going to see. Let me just type in M-A-P-L-E. No, unless I spelled it wrong. No, I'm going to have to get it because I know somewhere I've got the Miss Marple theme. If I haven't, I'll get hold of it. So anyway, happy birthday to Dame Agatha Christie.
Hear voices that talk without a word to say. Sometimes I hear the echoes of laughter in the twilight of affairs and other tragedies. Way too close to heaven. She had the love, but no morality. Sometimes it's easy to forget, only for a moment. But there are nights you'll regret eternally.
whatever frozen hearts can do, we melt the ice away. How you know what it's like when good luck has changed its life, and no sunshine in the dark, and no angels ever hear your prayers in the night, when your fears come up your spine, when your life turns upside down, it breaks your heart, when you in a house of cards, house of cards. It's so hard to find a way when life is in pieces and the taste of a kiss so bittersweet. Sometimes it's easy to forget, only for a moment, but the man who rises up from the ashes, it's no one else but me. I'm standing in the waterfall to wash the lights away. How you know
what it's called. It's called House of Cards from the Scorpions. Well, I tell you what, I'm mentioning the Miss Marple theme. Of course, I'm going back to the Miss Marple that I saw when I was a little kid at school. I was, let's see, yeah, I was probably around about 11, 12. Anyway, Miss Jane Marple, that was her name. Fictional character, of course, in Agatha Christie's crime novels and short stories. And Miss Marple lived in the fictional village of St. Mary Mead and acts as an amateur consulting detective, often characterised as an elderly spinster. And she's one of Christie's best-known characters and has been portrayed numerous times on screen. I mean, who have we got? Let's start off. We've got Gracie Fields. And then Margaret Rutherford, which is the one that I remember. Angela Lansbury, of course. Dulcie Gray, Helen Hayes, Etta Ever, Joan Hickson, Geraldine McEwan, June Whitfield, and Julia McKenzie. And by the way, a girl, Isabella Paris, playing the young Miss Marple as well. And now, let me see. Miss Marple, Margaret Rutherford. She was an old woman. She was so typically British, of course, as was Agatha Christie. And anyway, this is the theme from the Miss Marple theme, as it was when I watched it. That was probably back in around about late 50s. Remember this. It's such a catchy little tune. I remember just a little kid. I love that tune. By the way, sounds a little bit, doesn't it, like the Austin Powers theme. Now, there's another one I've got a story for, because I actually used the Austin Powers theme tune as my intro to a program that I did before I joined Cool FM. And it was on a Sunday night, a couple of hours on a Sunday night, and it was called Sunday Night at the Metropolis. So there we go, that's it. That's the Austin Powers theme here on the Breakfast Show. And yes, I used to sort of use that as an intro. And It's quite funny how we go off on tangents, really, isn't it, on this program? Agatha Christie to Austin Powers. Because I remember somebody said to me when she said, oh, well, you know, you've got to time this, you've got to do this, you've got to put this in. I said, oh, I don't work like that. I just sit down and see where we go. And that's the great thing I enjoy about the program. You never know what you're going to do next. You lot might not. I don't either. Right. Talking of that, though, I do know what I'm going to play next. Well, I'm going to remind you first, still to come on this morning's program. In the next hour, we'll be chatting with Yasmin and find out what we're going to be doing over the weekend. And also, we'll be looking at what, where and when, what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it with Yasmin. And also, if we can find them, a couple of people born on this day in the world of music. Talking of the world of music, this is Air Supply. Sandy.
Left stranded on this warm July, and the boys from the casino dance with their shirts open like Latin lovers on the shore, chasing all them silly New York virgins by the score.
Oh, Sandy, the aurora is rising behind. She won't set herself on fire for me anymore. Did you hear the cops finally busted Madame Marie? But tell her fortunes better than they do. For me, this boardwalk life's through. You ought to quit this scene too.
Oh, Sandy, the aurora is rising behind.
Go, yes, Air Supply and Sandy. Sandy's girl. I tell you what, that's Sandy's girl. I wonder who Bobby's girl is. There we go, yes. Bobby's Girl. And that, by the way, it was written by Gary Klein and Henry Hoffman. And the original one was performed by the American teenage singer Marcy Blaine. And became, that's the one we just played, and became a number three hit on the US charts for her. A near simultaneous cover by the British singer Susan Maugham was the hit in the UK. Although I must admit, Marcy Blaine's is the one that sticks out in my mind. Coincidentally, also reaching number three on the UK charts. And both Blaine and Maugham are one-hit wonders. Never heard anything else from them for both these artists. And Bobby Girl marked their only appearance on a national top 40 chart. Oh, I don't have a soundbite that says, ah, I must get one of those. Anyway, it's time for this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Estamos muy felices de anunciarles que Mega Producciones ya tiene local, llamado Mundo Kids, ubicado en Atrio Mall Costa del Este, piso 3, donde puedes llevar a tus hijos a divertirse, con show, parque, personajes y también puedes realizar fiestas de cumpleaños. Contáctalos, mundokidspty01@gmail.com, WhatsApp 6317-6563 y su cuenta de Instagram Mundo Kids Panamá 1. Ven y disfruta con nosotros.
Have you ever dreamed of studying and working abroad? How does Ireland sound? Don't miss Global Possibility Studies Educational Fair on September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel. You'll be able to meet five of the most renowned Irish universities and learn about their bachelor and master degrees. Get to know Ireland's flexible immigration laws, financing opportunities, and how to get your full-time work permit for 2 years after graduation in the Emerald Isle. Don't forget to visit the fair this September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel at 6:30 p.m. Limited availability. RSVP at info@gpstudies.com. Follow them on Instagram at Global Possibility Studies and find out about all learning opportunities in Ireland.
Las vigas de rodaje colocadas en el viaducto de la línea 3 comienzan a tomar forma y se aprecian en los sectores de San Bernardino, Vista Alegre y Burunga.
There we go, yes, bring us in musically, Tom Cochrane, that Life is a Highway. If you're living here and life is a highway, it's normally a fairly slow one. Right, let's say very good morning over there in South London in the UK. Good morning to Paul and Maria. And we were talking about Agatha Christie, we were talking about Miss Marple. Of course, there was a very good series on TV with Angela Lansbury. But I don't know how many of you get BritBox or, you know, follow any of the British crime series, but there's one called Midsummer Murders. It's a British crime drama television series, and it was adapted by Anthony Horowitz and Douglas Walkinson from the novels called Chief Inspector Barnaby. There's a book series created by Caroline Graham and broadcast on two channels of ITV since its premiere in the 23rd of March, going back to 1997. Now, the series focuses on various murder cases that take place within small country villages across the fictional English county of Midsummer. Now, I tell you what, I mean, I've watched Midsummer Murders, I enjoy it. It stars John Nettles. And I tell you what, who would live in these country villages, for heaven's sake? Every week they've got another murder. Incredible. And people go and live there. Nice stacked cottages. Anyway, I digress as normal. And Paul asked if we could play the theme song or the theme tune from Midsummer Murders. Tell you what, I don't know about you, it sounds a bit more like a Halloween type thing, doesn't it? Ooh, the ghosts and things. Anyway, that's it. The theme tune from Midsummer Murders. And it is a great series, by the way. Everything's also typically British. Playing cricket on the lawn in these villages and the country pubs, etc., etc. One more after this. Good check in with Yasmin, see what, where and when. And I know we've got a couple of people born on this day in music too.
Some people hide. into my eyes, 'cause the heart never lies. Some people fight, some people fall, others pretend they don't care.
There we go. That's The Heart Never Lies for you. And that's brought us up to the time when we say good morning to Yasmin.
Hello. Good morning. Happy
good
Friday.
Morning. Hey, yeah. It's all good. Everything's good. It's gone quickly this morning.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Shouldn't be able to have a lie down unless the clock's gone wrong. Anyway, yeah. How was your day yesterday?
Yesterday, I just, what I did, just work.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all.
Oh, right. What are you going to do today then?
Today, more work.
Oh, dear. Every day just seems like that. It's like being retired then, really, isn't it? Every day is the same.
Yes, because the thing is that tomorrow I'll be busy.
Oh, you've been busy tomorrow?
The whole Saturday because we're going to do the photos for Ian's graduation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Gosh, he's graduating, yeah?
Yeah, my dear photographer is going to be there.
Oh, the bienvenidos. Photos.
Yes.
Bienvenidos.
Yes.
Oh, great.
So, we are going to be busy with the whole family there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, so what happens now after graduation?
He said he would like to study psychology.
Oh, really?
And sports.
Mm-hmm.
And music. And guess what? Everything is in the same area in the University of Panama. It's here in... Do you know where's the Domo?
Yes.
Everything is there, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to be very good for him.
Oh, that was wonderful. I mean, and can he sort of get in there easily, or...?
No, I don't know. Yeah, we have to check.
Yeah. Oh, that would be good.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Cool. So we'll see.
Excellent. So you can do all of those things.
Yeah.
Play volleyball while he plays the saxophone.
Exactly.
Wonderful. I wonder if you can get a degree in volleyball.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
And then, you know what is amazing, too?
Mm.
It's everywhere in there, in that area, are cats. Everywhere. You can see kids practicing music outdoors, and the cats just watching them.
And the cats,
listening
really?
To the music. Yeah, yeah. I love that place.
See a cat there with its paws over its ears. Oh, no, not that one again. You know, for the shrine building up there in Albrook, there's a black and, couple of black and white cats.
Oh, yeah.
Always there. They're so sweet. They come
up.
Of course, they get so looked after and pampered. And,
yeah. Yeah, I love them.
They're not silly, are they, cats? Not like dogs. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing anything unless you tell me to. And you don't have to take your cat for a walk, do you, to go poop?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the best thing, I guess.
Anyway, much happening in the world of entertainment, what we can be doing.
A lot, because remember, this week is vacation, kids are on vacation.
Oh, okay, right.
So today is the last day of vacation for them, but during the weekend there's a lot of events everywhere. Also, we are in the month of the oceans.
Oh, okay.
And also, is what else? There's another celebration. But let me tell you all the events. Because, for example, we are going to have tomorrow. Also is the celebration of the Day of Mexico.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Remember, I sent you an information for the weekend. Okay. The first, tomorrow, the Embassy of Mexico is going to be celebrating at Soho Mall.
All right.
Tomorrow from 12 midday. You can go there. It's going to be free and you can enjoy all this delicious food, of course, and all the music. The ambassador is going to be there. And let me see, music, food, art. So you can really go there and enjoy. And this is a very nice place.
Oh, excellent.
Tomorrow. Also, tomorrow morning, everybody can go and clean the beach. Costa del Este from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. This is organized by Voluntarios de Panama and Ponte en Algo, of course. And a lot, some of the other foundations are going to be there, and also companies are supporting this cleaning. So you can go to Ponte en Algo or Voluntarios PTY and register if you would like to go.
Oh, that's great.
That's tomorrow morning. Also, our dear friend Jaime Sherigo is going to have tomorrow at 10 a.m. a Tai Chi class.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's where you do the slow motion.
I have to go because I have no idea.
Yeah, what I think is Tai Chi is the one where you see them in the parking. This is radio. I'm doing all the movements here, so pay attention. Where you do all the sort of like in slow motion. It takes you forever to get home.
And guess what? This is going to be at Summit Park. So this is like a kind of sloth exercise, right?
Well, yes.
They move like that.
They're doing Tai Chi all the time, you know.
Yeah, so everybody's invited to go there. I guess this class is free. I have to check. But you can visit his account on Instagram, Meditación para Todos, or Jaime Sherigo.
Right.
Sherryman is his account.
Oh, excellent.
And get more information. He's a Tai Chi instructor, so you, of course, you will enjoy that. Also, next week we are going to be talking with Fundación Oires Vivir because they have their annual auction that starts on the 20th of September, from the 20th to the 24th of September. And it's going to be at GAC Motors, GAC Motors, using Calle 50. And they are coming next week to talk more about that. One of the artists is coming.
Okay.
And, okay, let's go with who was born this day.
Let's get on with that. Let's get in, stuck in.
The first one is Silvia Moy. You said you don't remember, right? Because she's an American, she was an American songwriter and record producer. And her real name was Silvia May Formley. And she was born in 1938.
Yeah, I mean, she was a writer, so wouldn't necessarily come to the fore, but she wrote for some great people.
And I think that's sad, you know, because we love a lot of music, but we don't really know who wrote it.
Well, if you're a music buff, Like, you know, I'm not quite that deep, but a lot of people, they would know that. But they do get paid.
Oh, yeah. But it's sad that nobody knows them.
Yeah.
She was the first woman at the Detroit-based music label to write and produce for Motown acts.
Ah, okay.
So that's very interesting. She's probably best known for her songs Breathing With Anne for Stevie Wonder, including Uptight, Everything Alright, and My Cherie Amour.
And that's what we're going to play.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
There we go. That's My Cherie Amour. Mm-hmm. Great song, that one.
Oh, yes. I love it. Mm-hmm.
And what else are we going to be doing with ourselves?
Okay, let me see. You can today at 2 p.m. you can go at Teatro Balboa.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a workshop for, this is a puppet. Puppet workshop.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And this is organized by the Brazilian Embassy.
Oh.
It's coming an artist from Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
Pia Fraus is her name. So today at 2 p.m. you can go there and learn a little bit more about puppets. That's nice. And they're going to be on Monday in David. Thanks to the Brazilian Embassy. That's nice.
Super.
Also, this weekend, this is going to be Saturday and Sunday at Museo de Molas. This is in Casco Antiguo. You can go there and buy some molas to support this artist, you know, the woman from Guna Yala.
Right.
This Saturday and Sunday. So don't miss that. It's a little market just with molas.
I tell you, I'm looking at some, because I used to buy, like, you've seen my shirts with bits of mola.
Oh, yes, I love them.
Yeah, I used to buy those at the, going back a bit now, in Balboa, the Artisan's Market in Balboa. They had a guy there, he used to do all these shirts put to Mosdan. I'd like to find some of those again. I want to sort of increase my collection.
Oh, yeah. That's very nice. Good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And also, oh, that's the other thing. This month is photography month.
Oh, okay.
So, there are going to be a lot of exhibitions everywhere, in different restaurants or galleries, so you can go to... Let me tell you, the Instagram account is Foto Septiembre, and find all the places where you can enjoy these exhibitions. I have one here. This is going to be at Café, let me see the name of the place, Fika. Fika
all
Café.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is in San Francisco, Calle 64, 64th Street, Fika Coffee and Brunch. And you can go there and enjoy the art of Edgardo Andrade. His
oh, I know
exhibition.
That
way. Yeah, his exhibition is there. Pateando Calle is the name of the exhibition. And of course, they get great coffee there. Also, on Sunday, this Sunday, at Museo del Canal, they're going to have a workshop for a watercolor workshop.
Oh, painting, yeah, my grandfather used to work in with, he didn't do oils, he did all his painting.
Oh, yeah?
Watercolour, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. And it's going to be, Lia Mendez is the architect who's going to be teaching you this beautiful art. And of course, you can learn a little bit more about the story of watercolours. This is from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. The donation is $25. And you can get more information at Museo del Canal on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
It's in Casco Viejo. So it's going to be very nice too. And let me tell you, the last one, I saw something here. Yes, because, you know, the kids are on vacations. You can go to Punta Culebra. This is the Centro Natural Punta Culebra in Amador. You can go this Saturday, tomorrow, from 9 to 3:30 p.m. They are going to have a workshop also, talking about the oceans. And they have different categories for kids, from 5 to 6 years, from 7 to 9, and from 10 to 13 years old. It includes all the materials, and it's going to be like a little contest for kids. They can draw... about the ocean or, you know, nature in the ocean. That's going to be nice too.
Excellent.
That's tomorrow. And that's it.
There's quite a bit this week.
Yes,
a lot going on. Yeah. And if you're a bit of a photographer, go and register and get your pictures out there.
Exactly.
And, okay, so we've got another Born on This Day in music.
The last one is Les Braid. He was born in 1941. Bassist from British Mercy Beat Band, the swinging Blue Jeans.
Yeah.
Who had the 1964 UK number 2 single Hippie Hippie Shake and the hit and You Are Not Good.
We're going to do the Hippie Hippie Shake. You ready?
Okay.
Because we're going to have to stand up to do this.
Okay, sure.
They do the Hippie Hippie Shake.
Hippie, hippie, shake.
Tell you one thing, you know, they didn't have to work very much for their money in those days.
Why?
Well, because that was 1 minute and, 47 seconds long. I mean, because, you know, I used to do DJing back in those days as well. I mean, you couldn't get to the bathroom in time. You know? You have to tell the controller, hey, play two in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Or possibly three.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I'll knock on the door. So, yeah, hippie, hippie shake from the Swinging Blue Jeans.
Mm-hmm. That was too short, yeah.
It was too short.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, make up for that, because I've got a similar sort of tune lined up here.
Mm-hmm.
Little Richard, you know Little Richard?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Good golly, Miss Marley. Mm-hmm. That one?
Yeah.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
Mm-hmm. So cool, nice music.
It's good music, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Good grief, and Alessio was complaining about Camisa Negra, I've got to say.
It's not the same.
Why, I mean, actually, it's quite a funny story, because you showed me a bit he was talking about yesterday, mm-hmm. and when we first started. Of course, we've got to remember when I first started with Cool FM.
Yeah.
It was cool. It used to be all sort of jazz and laid back and whatever.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I used to creep in these different things. I remember, I listened to Camisa Negra, I quite liked it. I thought, I'm going to play that.
Uh-huh.
And he actually did call me up and said, why don't you play Camisa Negra? So I said, well, you don't like it? Why do you play Camisa Negra? So, well, you don't like Spanish? It's not because it's Spanish. He didn't like the song. So, but what was funny, a little while later,
mm-hmm.
He calls me one day because they've been working over there in the studio, sort of doing some work or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, our studio is remote.
Yeah.
And he called me up one day and he says, Jerry says, we're doing a test in the studio. Can you send me through some audio?
Uh-huh.
Camisa Negra's coming. So it's basically become a standing joke between us. To the
exactly.
point that he was doing a few years ago, he was doing the British ball. Mm-hmm. He trained a British ball.
Mm-hmm.
He mentioned me and started playing Camisa Negra for everybody. So, yeah, he's a good guy, you know. I mean, he says I played, what's he called himself? The something boss?
The toxic boss.
I mean, come on, let's be fair. I mean, that's about the only time he's complained.
Yeah, that's you know. True, yeah.
So he leaves me alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but, yeah, I mean, we've been with them a long time. We're in our 16th mm-hmm. year, aren't we? So,
oh, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations to Cool FM.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And no longer the coolest place on radio dial. No, it is. And we're doing okay because it's tough for everybody right now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, trying to cope with sort of, you know, seeing things starting to go back into, you know, pre-pandemic times mm-hmm. in a lot of areas. I mean, tourism is it, but advertising is just.
Yeah.
That's a balloon flying away, by the way. Uh-huh. Wasn't anything else. So, it's been fun, and mm-hmm. hopefully will continue to be so.
Exactly, yeah.
So mm-hmm. anyway, yeah, indeed. And no, Alessio's a good guy. He's not a toxic boss.
Mm-hmm.
He's all right. As long as you give him, I guess, the quality he wants, he's happy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
He's never happy. Good morning, Alessio, if you're listening. Yes. I'm still here. Camisa Negra is coming up. No, I won't do that today. Anyway, this is the look. Anyway, enjoy your weekend, yes?
Thank you very much. And all you right. too, and everybody.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and give our best to Ian.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you're going to be busy taking photos.
Oh, yes.
Cool. Cool. Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you.
All right. See you Monday, yes?
See you Monday.
7 in the morning?
Yes.
All right.
Of your hand, and everything is right. The gentle way you look at me when we kiss goodnight. You've given me your freedom, no other love is known. And now I thank you, girl.
Thank you, girl.
Thank you, girl.
Thank you, girl.
The countless ways you've touched my heart. More than I can say. The beauty that you've shown to me takes my breath away.
Takes my breath away.
A picture perfect painting. That's what our love is. And yes, I need you so.
Need you so.
And now I know. Treasure you, my love.
I found the masterpiece in you. The work of art is true, and I treasure you.
Sometimes I wonder what I'd be had I not found you. A lost and lonely soul, this world showing nothing new. But now my life's a canvas painted with your love, and it will always be.
Always be.
And now I see the two of us together. Through time we'll never part. This fairy tale we're sharing is real inside. Let it be forever. Never will it end. This promise I do make. Heaven is ours today.
Everything will turn out right, my love. Oh, I
nice way to draw to the end of a week and, well, a Friday. So, well, Atlantic Star there. And that was called Masterpiece. Like every breakfast show. Right. Let's move on. It's time for me to say our thank yous for today. I thoroughly enjoyed Ingrid's Freaky Friday fun facts for today. Pajamas. And she sent me a picture of their dog Chelsea, who is wearing a pair of pajamas that she bought back from Florida. And really cute, really nice. In fact, if you go to our website, thebreakfastshow.com.pa, and go to today's show, you'll see that picture. So big thanks to Ingrid. Big thanks, of course, to Yasmin here in the studio for well, all the work she does for our production and social media, etc., etc. But especially on a Friday when we take a look at some of the entertainment, some of the what, where's and when's, what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it. So hope you made a few notes for that. Also, a big thank you to our co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom in Windsor, taking care of Mum and getting a lot of our background information for the show. Things like all that information we had today about Agatha Christie. So big thanks to Neil and the boys and girls at Group of Grada who get us up and running in the mornings, especially to Isaac. Big thank you to you. And, well, that's it. To you as well. Our listeners, advertisers, sponsors, mustn't forget you lot. Thank you so much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Don't go away. Coming up to Chat SOSE with Gigi's coming up in a few minutes' time. And also great programming going right through the day here on Cool FM, celebrating their 17th anniversary. So that's it then. Just remains for me to say I hope you all have an absolutely wonderful weekend, whatever it is you're going to be doing, especially if you're driving and you're able to drive more than 10 miles an hour. Just look after yourself. Do it carefully, because what do I want to be doing Monday? 7 o'clock, talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry G. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Karas, co-producer Neil Danby.